What is up, New England and beyond? The Room Podcast, Wednesday night, here with Tommy Shayhood and myself,
buddy.
Steve Domenico. Tommy,
it's been a little bit.
Taking a few weeks off again.
I know, that's how we go. We're old men. We got things going on. We get tired and shit.
You know, 3 weeks on, 3 weeks off.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
3 weeks on, 3 weeks off.
Yeah.
Just do a bi-weekly thing.
Sure. We'll try to get a bunch in this time.
Yeah, up in till Christmas or whatever.
Sure.
As we always start our shows, we have to check if we have sound. Tommy and I haven't been in this room in a little while.
Yeah,
so
3 weeks.
We don't know if we have any kind of sound. So.
Yeah, let's listen.
Well, I'm sexy. How about you? Here with Tommy Shayhood and myself. There you are.
Perfect.
Yeah, always Tommy.
Yep, always good.
Sexy.
You too.
So, Tommy, a few weeks off.
Yeah, man.
I think we were on a three fight winning streak.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right.
And then we took three weeks off or so.
Yeah, now we're 3-0.
Yes. 0-3.
Yeah, right.
Tommy, Halloween has passed.
Yeah,
the election was today with Trump coming away big time, being our president again.
Election Tuesday. Oh, no, Jesus. Wednesday we are right now.
Yes.
The election was
You're
Tuesday.
All over the place,
yeah,
aren't
I know.
You?
Jesus.
It's been 3 weeks, people. Jeff Clark checking in.
What's up, Jeff?
Jeff Clark. But yes, new president.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about that new president?
Pretty surprising. Surprising, not surprising. Haven't seen a president take a term off since Grover Cleveland, so that's pretty impressive. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. You know.
Are you happy with the results?
No, but I don't really give a fuck. I would neither of those fucking
All right.
clubs, buddy.
All right. Relax.
Yeah,
relax.
No, I don't really put too much thought and effort into it. We will see what happens with our new president.
Okay. A lot's going to change. We know that.
Yeah.
A lot is
hopefully for the better. Hopefully some good shit happens.
The memes were flying out there like crazy.
Yeah.
I got a couple of award-winning ones today.
Oh, Trump is a funny motherfucker.
Really,
so at least,
ones.
If anything, there will be unintentional humor.
Yeah. And, Dana White was in his corner.
I saw
there.
That. Yeah. He's a wild boy.
Who's the other guy that does the Teslas?
Oh, Elon Musk.
Yeah, they're all homies. All over him.
Yep.
Halloween. Also, Tommy, before we move on to Halloween, we do have a call-in. Our first call-in in a while. It is Sean Schubert from Red Seal Martial Arts Co. And a lot going on with him. Sean is one of my day ones from, when I started the podcast, started interviewing fighters and just covering MMA in general. He's a Muay Thai guy.
Nice.
But, he's been in the MMA world for a long time and Muay Thai is his game, but he's also a family of that side of the coin. We're going to talk to him. A lot going on with him. I heard he's got a book in the works.
What?
Yes.
No shit.
Yes. Yes. So a lot going on with him. He's retired as a professional fighter, owns his own gym, is the lead instructor there. And he's got a fight team also. So Muay Thai fight team. So we'll have him on in about 7 minutes. But Tommy, Halloween, how was Halloween?
Good, buddy. I went and saw a band called the Dresden Dolls that weekend in Boston, Roadrunner. It was really good time. Went with some friends and my wife. I talked to you that night. Told you I was going to get a little weird with the substances, but did not. Just had a couple of beers and really took it easy, and it was a good night.
A little weird with the substances,
huh?
You don't have a government job, so you can't get fired. So, anything you
talking like? A little bit about fungus?
A little fungus,
yeah.
All right.
It was actually a ballot question in Massachusetts yesterday.
I was just going to say that to you, and it was shot down,
yeah,
correct?
It was shot down. But you know what the fuck? I'm going to be doing it anyways. So
that was just, making it legal in
Massachusetts. Yeah, they want to move.
Massachusetts.
Yeah, they want to move the needle a little bit, get the medical testing going, which I totally agree with, kind of like what they were doing with weed. You know what I mean? Once that it kind of goes that direction, it opens it up for more experimental stages, more medical testing, more clinical trials, which are pretty much non-existent right now. So,
well, there you go. Tommy is always, very, very informative about the
counterculture. We'll
yes,
call
the
it
counterculture.
Sure.
The cult. The
yeah,
cult world.
Yeah, but we're trying to make it real. We're trying to make it legit. You know, trying to break that stigma. That's what I've been doing with cannabis for 20 years, and
Speaking of cannabis, how's that going?
Great.
How's work going? Great. How's the cannabis industry going for you?
Good. It's a grind and it's a hustle and it's a pain in the ass, but you know, I love it and you know, I'm fighting for the cause and I've been doing it, like I said, for a long time. So, you know.
I have a friend who bought a building.
Oh boy.
In the area. Yep. And he's he's going through the steps right now to make that into a dispensary.
Okay. Not a grow?
Not a grow.
Okay.
I don't know if he's going to be doing that outside, but
yeah.
I don't know how he's getting his product, how that's going to work.
Sure.
But he's,
maybe he'll just pick and choose from other dispensary or other growers.
We know that happens also,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he is in the process of it. I'm sure there's tons of steps,
oh,
but
yeah.
He does own a building that used to be, a kind of a spot that we went to as kids, like mm-hmm. a restaurant.
Okay.
That he's taken over.
Like an old mill or something?
No, it's smaller.
Yep.
Like a chain restaurant,
okay.
But they shut down and it's been vacant for a while. So
fucking Cello's or something?
Up, something no. like that. You know
yeah. I always just, some I just, fucking, when I think of Rhode Island, I think of Cello's.
The fucking Hooters on Airport Road, it could be. yeah.
Who knows all these fucking vacants.
But yeah. So that's thriving
cool.
for him.
Good luck
so.
To him because that's a fucking grind and it's a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah. He's got ideas about what to do as far as bringing in, making new things as far as buyer friendly
sure.
to come in and
yeah marketing
stuff like that.
If you
like,
if he has any questions, get us in touch.
I said I do have a guy.
Yep.
That once you get this rolling, maybe he might be a consultant.
Money talks.
Never mind. Can he pay you in weed, Tommy?
No. I like crisp dollar bills.
I thought you were going to say, I like the green. I was going to say, well, we're getting on that.
Yeah, no, I got plenty of the fucking weed.
So I did mention Sean Schubert coming on.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's a history in the, everything.
Yeah,
he knows so many people.
Fuck yeah.
He actually went to Thailand recently.
Nice.
The last time we spoke was months ago, and he was telling me that, you shouldn't shut down this podcast. It's needed and stuff like that.
Sure.
I kind of shut it down right after that for a little while. But
We're here.
So Sean will come on tonight again. He's our first guest, God, in a while, right? Who was our last guest?
I can't even remember.
So it was Mike Woods,
yep.
correct?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But
like
before that, it was Andrew Valdina, 2 months before that. And
going back deep now.
I know we talked about it, and I was way off. I was saying we were, shut down for, 6 months. It was only, a couple of months.
Yeah.
Right? That we
Yeah, I knew that it sounded like a long time.
So,
Summertime, we took a lot. We took, the whole summer off.
Yeah. Well, I was in Florida,
yeah.
a lot of cool things going on with, me and my personal life and stuff like
Fuck
that.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that down the line.
Yeah.
But the podcast is back for tonight.
Yeah.
And
for the foreseeable future, we're doing it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
on our own schedule,
we can pick and choose when we want to do this fucking shit.
Yep.
Jeff Clark says he'll test them out. I don't know what he's talking about.
Probably the shrooms.
Probably the weed or the shrooms or something yeah. like that. Of course.
Yeah, Jeff Clark, his ears perked right up when he fucking said that.
Well, fungus.
Yeah, he's going to grab his cowboy hat and come on down.
Fungus. All right, let me hit up Sean Schubert. What we'll do after we get Sean on, we'll go hit his Instagram up and we'll check out all the stuff. He's got fighters that I want to get in there. His gym is thriving.
Nice.
So I want to show some of that. He'll talk all about that. And I really want to know about this book he's speaking about. I learned about it a couple of days ago. Because his wife put a post up saying that she was very proud of him about how he's teaming up with a psychologist to get a book.
No doubt.
About, not only thriving in the martial arts, but thriving in business with the mindset.
Sure.
That, that maybe that warrior mindset, you know what I mean?
Yo,
so we'll talk a little bit about that on here. I did have Tom Sotis on here, who is a friend of Sean's very, very good friend who wrote his own book, Knife Specialist, very, kind of a CIA fucking behind enemy lines kind of guy that
Yikes.
Teaches you that kind of shit.
Yeah.
So,
the lone wolf. They don't even
know. I could be probably killed just for saying that.
And they wouldn't even know.
He was in this podcast, very popular man, but I'm sure Sean got a lot of his philosophies and a lot of his thoughts from Mr. Sotis, because I think Tom trained, not Tom, Sean trained under him for a long, long time. So I'm sure he'll mention that gentleman. So let me just see if Sean is ready. If he's not, Tommy and I will talk a little bit more about life or whatever, you know.
What'd you do on Halloween?
I didn't do shit.
No.
My girlfriend got 7,000 kids.
Oh, yeah?
Like, it was fucking crazy.
No,
I
doubt.
Wasn't there. I worked late till like 7:30. By 7:30, it's almost over.
Yeah,
it's, you know,
over
what I mean?
Like
8:30 is the deadline.
The stragglers.
Lights go off. But, yeah, when I pulled up to her house at 7:30, there was kids roaming the street. And I mean teenagers. You know what I mean? Not little kids.
Yeah.
It was like they were everywhere.
They're stealing shit.
So, no, they were just...
Yeah.
They looked... It didn't look like a menace happening. You know, they're all like, they were all happy running around. They were all probably on fungus or whatever. But, yeah, Sean says he's ready. So we're going to give Sean a call right now.
Let's do it.
Hopefully everything works. He can hear us and all that other stuff. And, we shall see. All right, let me shut that down. Right here. Okay. Let me give him a call, people. Let me see what's going on. Haven't used this in a while. No, I haven't had. Sean's been in studio. He hasn't called in a while.
Okay.
Oh, looks like we got him. What's up, handsome?
Yo.
All right, you can hear us. So let me get Sean Schubert on. There we are. Let me set you up here. But Sean, you are live right now, my man.
What's up, dude?
Once again, welcome,
what's up,
brother.
Buddy?
One of my day ones, man. Probably my first day one in Sean
Hell
Schubert.
Yeah.
Seeing Sean Schubert at the Smokers and the Muay Thai, the regional Muay Thai, leagues and promotions back what, about 8 years ago or so, Sean? I ran into you somewhere and let's hang out. So, my man, it's been a little while. The last time I talked to you, I think it was before you were heading to Thailand, maybe a couple of months before that. But and before that, it was, you know, it was a few months before that. But here we are again, catching up with you, Sean, man. How you doing, bro? How's everything going?
Super well. Yeah, I'm killing it, man. I hung up the gloves, as you guys know, in November. Mm-hmm. I took Mike White, my protege, to Thailand for his pro debut in August. He fought at the famed Lumpini Stadium in Bangkok, Thailand. He fought a very well-decorated professional from Holland in the second round, smashed him with an elbow, knocked him down, and in glorious fashion took the fight on points. So it was a... It was well worth the trip for sure. And since I've been home, I've been hard at work coaching up a team. I've got 8 apprentices helping me run the gym. I've got an assistant that's helping me do some new sales and marketing stuff. I've met up with a clinical psychologist in Zurich, Switzerland. She and I are doing a online course for fighters specifically called Mental Fight Camp. And I just finished writing a book. It's in publication right now for formatting. Draws the parallels between combat sports and public speaking. So I'm looking to lead into working with more business professionals and kind of help them overcome some of the hurdles for public speaking, leadership positions, kind of fighting fear in that realm. So...
Wow, yeah, Sean.
Jesus, that's it?
Wow, I mean, you know, like, all? Yeah. That's all? What's it been, 5 months?
It's coming up on it'll actually be a year on Veterans Day weekend. It was the last Veterans Day fight at Cage Titans that I retired.
Well, my man, you did speak about Mike White and going to Thailand, and he had his professional debut there. I did see your your videos and lives and anything else you could post from there. Sean, man, going from the fighter yourself, being brought up, and now you're doing it yourself, and you're doing it in Thailand, bro. You know what I mean? Leaps and bounds from probably where you were brought up, you know what I mean? You didn't just travel to Thailand, once or twice a year back then. But here we are with you taking over as you know, the guy that controls the mind, and these guys put their trust, ladies and gentlemen, man. How'd it feel to have him there making his pro debut? Because as we know, Mike's been around a while as an Emmy winning titles, and man, he's something to see, not only when he's at work, but once he wins a fight, just his celebrations, man. He's very confident, and respectful kid, man. But his skills are unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a super fun experience. Just going out there with the guys again. The trip has become a yearly thing, and Mike went out there with the intentions of getting a fight. And about 3 or 4 days into being out there, the guys saw him. They saw he was with me. We started linking up with some of the trainers, started moving towards some of the heavy hitters. And this kid just, in pure Mike White fashion, bit the bullet. And he spent his whole time in Thailand training. Like, this kid got up at 4, 5, 6 in the morning, was going out on runs. He was being at training on time, staying the whole time, working with the Thais, up in his clinch game, up in his cardio, getting used to the heat twice a day, never missing a session. He actually even got sick about 10 days out. There's a big backstory that goes with Mike's fight. It's definitely his story to tell, and hopefully someday he puts it out there, because it was definitely a wild ride. There was a lot of ups and downs. There was some nerves and emotions. Definitely a whole new environment and a whole new culture and a whole new perspective on fighting out there is different. So it was definitely a wild time, but we made it to the stadium. He was on weight, but they check your hydration there. So he came in underhydrated. We had to rehydrate, but keep the weight down. It was an interesting task, but we got that accomplished. And then next day showed up at Lumpini, and it was just business as usual. You know, all the ups and downs and all the other stuff kind of was in the past, and Mike just showed up as he does on game day. And, you know, I was there to be his support and his eyes and ears and give him the information that he needed at the right times. And he went out there and performed. So
now, Sean, the previous time trip that you took to Thailand, did you fight the previous trip or a couple of trips before this one?
I fought twice last time I was out there. The first time I was out there, with my group trip. I've been to Thailand for about eight trips now. Before COVID, I was going every other year, and then COVID happened, the whole shutdown. Once everything opened back up, it took me another maybe 2 years to get back there. But two Augusts ago was my first time back since COVID, and I fought out there twice. I brought a group of 13 out there to stay, train, explore. And then it went so well that everybody was dying to go. This past August, I brought another 10 people out this past August, Mike being one of them. Some new friends I met from online in Maryland, a new cat that I picked up from Louisiana, and a couple of local heads from Massachusetts headed out with us. So,
well, Sean, let me ask you more. Well, you had experience fighting there, and also Mike White just had his pro debut there. What's your feeling as far as being in there and fighting, and then on the other side, coaching a kid basically a year later in his pro debut in maybe the same arena? Who knows that you were in maybe a previous year or a couple of years before, man. What's the feeling? What's the difference in the feeling with you being in there and then controlling a kid, you know, life and death in there, especially in another damn country, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll say that first things first, Mike White is twice the fighter that I was He has accomplished so much in half the time that I fought. He has done so much with so much style and class, and even his pro debut, in my opinion, was leaps and bounds of what I did for my pro debut. And I fought one of the best local guys in the UFC to come out of here. So for him to go to Thailand for his pro debut, for him to fight at Lumpini Stadium, it was the first stadium built specifically to have Muay Thai fights. They started designing it back in the 1920s and finished it in 1945 after World War II, and all they do is fight in it. There's a ring that's set up, and they just change the canvas and the corner pads, but just like the Celtics and the Bruins, that arena is set up just for that, and that's what Lumpini is for the Thais. It's the biggest, most famed, sought after place to fight at for Muay Thai fighters. So for me as a coach, it's the pinnacle when you bring one of your students from zero to hero, and then you can elevate them to be better than you ever were. I think that's what every coach should aspire to do. That's what I aspire to do with Mike and the rest of the guys on my team, is get them to be better and faster and stronger than I was when I was training. If a guy's been training for a year, 2 years, and he's already doing X amount of amateur fights or getting his feet wet here and there, he's already ahead of where I was when I started training martial arts. So that's what I'm looking to do for everybody that walks through the gym doors, is get them to an elevated state and get them the best coaching and integrate the skills as fast as I can and make them better than I ever could have been.
Excellent. Well, Tommy, ask him something, and then we're going to move on to the gym itself, and then we'll move on from there. But go ahead.
What's the vibe like over there, being an American, being a decorated fighter like you are? Are they welcoming? Are they, you know, are they happy that you guys are there?
Yeah, for sure.
Good.
Thailand is probably one of the most welcoming places on the planet that I've ever been to. I'm sure there's some grimier underbellies that you could probably slither your way into if you wanted to, or if you were looking for it. But
just like anywhere
I go, it's in Pattaya, Thailand, so it's a little bit more like southwest, and it's kind of like a party town. It's almost like they're Vegas of Thailand. So cool. There's plenty to do for everybody. That's why I go back there every year. It's probably, as far as all of the little nooks and crannies and beautiful parts of Thailand, this part of Thailand is way more like urban. It's way more like a city. The beaches are less clean than if you went to someplace more secluded or some of the islands. You definitely got to get away from the city of Pattaya if you're looking for more of that white sandy beach vibe. But everything's a 5-10 minute drive or a boat ride. So we go to the white sandy beaches on a private speedboat. But the gym that we go to, Fairtex Pattaya, is top. It's top. They have world-class fighters there. They have the best mix of men and women. They've got 10 rings. They've got 4 to 5 trainers in every ring. They've got everybody from professional fighters to people that are just trying to stay in shape. They've got little kids, they've got girls, they've got old fellas, they've got everybody's there, and it's massive. They've got a ton of space, they've got enough equipment, it's clean. It's probably the biggest, most amazing gym in Thailand, I'd say. It's definitely one of the top three biggest fucking gyms in Thailand.
When you stay at, do you stay at the gym like a compound? Do they have like a
gym is downstairs in the hotel. You can come out of your suite and you can walk down the hall, and they have these big giant bay glass windows, and you can leer over the side, and the whole thing is the gym. If you walked into the lobby, you'd be met with the front desk, some couches, whatever, and then you see another longer hallway next to where the stairs are to go up to the rooms. If you go through those doors, the hallway stretches back like 3 football fields.
Wow.
There's weights, saunas, locker rooms, you name it for bags, you name it for rings, cages, mat space, supplements.
I was going to say food and drinks and shit.
Pro shop, everything is there. So it's really cool, again, especially if you're in this realm, if you're in this circuit of being a fighter, if you're in the scene of enjoying Muay Thai and MMA, if you're in the scene of combat sports, this Thailand trip that I do every year, going to this place is just full absorbed into Muay Thai. Fully immersed into the culture, fully immersed into the training aspect of it. Like, you're training twice a day for 2 hours a day. If you want to, you can take a break, you can cut out, you can do half the time, whatever you'd like to do. But the availability is that you're there, your room's upstairs, you go down, it's training from 8 to 10, you have lunch, you have a break and a chill, you go in the pool, go to the beach, putz around, have a scooter ride, you come back, you train from 3 to 5, and then the night's yours. You now, do whatever you want. Yeah, go ahead.
Now, Sean, you mentioned, you know, being in that, you know, that realm, that Muay Thai. Can you, if you're not a Muay Thai practitioner, say you're just an athlete and, you know, you're friends of you guys, you know what I mean? Can you go on this trip? Is it something
1,000%. Yeah. My last trip, I had a couple of cats that were into more of the fitness aspect of boxing and kickboxing. They were going to gyms where they were doing some pad work and bad work, but their drills and sparring was pretty minimal to nil. They went there. Some of them never threw a kick. They come out afterwards, they're like, oh, I think I want to start training Muay Thai when I go home. I think I'm going to go get another membership. Oh, I think I might want to take a fight, you know? And the first year I went out there, my wife and my son came out. My mother came out.
Wow.
Two of her friends came out. I had another family of 3 come out where the father and son trained, but the mother just stayed in the hotel. So we have all kinds of packages where you can stay at the hotel. And like I said, it's filled with superstars. It's filled with the energy and the just raw vibe of people smashing pads. They're fighting at the world's elite level. They're fighting for money and honor and pride. And they're unmatched when they're training like that. So just to be an outsider and go and see everybody work so hard, you go and see everybody showing up day to day, just stand in that room at the peak where all the people are smashing pads and you just hear the yelling and the right. It's just wild when you hear 1,000 people like smashing their fucking shins across the pads. Everybody's yelling at the same time. You got the big boss sitting up in the chair screaming over the microphone at all the sponsored fighters. They're fighting for ONE FC and UFC. I mean, it's just unreal. So it's a super cool place to go. It's a really cool vibe. And like I said, there's tons to do. Day stuff, night stuff. It's like Vegas. The city never sleeps. So if you wanted to hang out and party till the sun comes up, you can do that. You can get up super early when the sun comes up and go jogging with the fight team. You can do that. You can do everything in between, from going to water parks, going to a speedboat, private island, taking bus tours and taxi tours. They've got all kinds of exports and just culture that you can get into floating markets, and it's a really cool vibe there.
Excellent.
Bro, I want to go. Let's go. You're making it sound amazing. Yes, I love fighting and stuff.
Thailand.
Yo.
The way things are going with you, Sean, I'm sure you can get it done for me. You'll probably get me sponsored for the trip. But let's move on, buddy.
We're doing it.
Let's move on about the gym, because Sean, like I said, we've gone a long ways back, you and I. But COVID was a bad time for gyms. I remember, you know, MMA, Muay Thai, everything's going on. No Boundary, or, you know, Lion Fight. Everything's going, you know, everything's going all cylinders, and all of a sudden, you know, COVID comes in and everything gets shut down. You had to think out of the box. You basically probably learned how to fucking turn on a computer or so at that time, how to Skype, how to, you know, Zoom, all that shit. But that's all kind of led to where you are now with your business and your gym, because you mentioned before we started about how you have, you know, extra help at the gym, and you have these people that you need because you can't do it all by yourself at this point. Man, talk about that from, you know, COVID and to where you are now, leaps and bounds of the gym, and how happy you are with Red Seal at this point.
COVID was the biggest scam. But it scared the shit out of everybody. You know, I stood by my business. I stood by what I thought was right. I did what I had to do to keep my business open. That being said, I did do all the extra stuff because it was in consideration for my clientele. Some people wanted to still come to the gym, and I was there for them. Some people wanted to stay home, and I was there for them too. And my opinion and your opinion are completely separate. They're mutually exclusive. You can have yours and I can have mine, and it's whatever, dude. Like, you're not bothering me, so let's go, right? I was doing lives on Facebook. I was doing private lessons. I was doing stuff outside. I was traveling to people's houses. I was talking to the Board of Health and getting okays from different loopholes, because I was playing up the martial arts avenue and the mental health aspect of it, and all kinds of you know, different avenues and loopholes that were allowing me to operate at some level. And I was just hitting all these different paths that would get me in front of people, keep me relevant. And as soon as fighting opened back up, I took my first pro fight immediately. As soon as they were doing anything local, I was on it. And same thing, as soon as they opened stuff back up to travel, I was on it. And I started traveling. I was down in Puerto Rico. I made a couple connections down there. 2 years ago, I did my first seminar out of the country. Technically, it's in the country, but it's not really, if you think about it. So
where?
I went down to Puerto Rico, did my first seminar there.
Yeah, that Puerto Rico.
I booked up Thailand and had a team going, and that was really the big thing for me. The tipping point when I went to Thailand for the 6 weeks the first time.
6 weeks.
And I left my business with a group, and some of those people are with me still. Some people we had to shed some skin and develop some new talent, but ultimately it left me with a good solid framework of how to be able to step away from being on the floor and being in the business, and then giving me the ability to step back, work on the business, and give other people the opportunity to grow, learn, make money, and develop some kind of paths that they want to carve out for themselves.
You got to cut it. I'm sorry. Well, as far as the gym now, Sean, I know you had, I think you're in the same spot as I've been to, but you've, you know, have you been upstairs, downstairs? Where exactly are you located now? How big is the gym? What do you offer? As far as the gym, we know you're, you know, big Muay Thai guy, but it's just not there, just Muay Thai. You can get all sorts of exercising and get in shape in any way there. But talk about the gym and what you offer there.
Correct. Yeah, I got two spaces now. I'm on the second floor at Millennium Fitness. That's still the same building. I'm just up the stairs around the back side now instead of down the stairs on the front side. But I've actually acquired a second room. So I got one room that's 3,000 square feet, and then another room that's about half that size where I've got my front desk and my bag area. The gym's split up into three main sections. We got the ring, the floor, and the bag area. We can run multiple classes at the same time. The programs are strength and conditioning, but they're very sports specific to fighters, especially striking. The Muay Thai is for all levels. We run them all at the same time for adults and teens. But inside that group, we split you up for beginners and newer people. You get 90 days of core skills. That's where we give you the basic fundamental, the core skill fundamentals of Muay Thai, how to become effective and how to integrate the skill. You get caught up with all the lingo, how the classes are run. You get comfortable with what you're doing, and then you get moved into general population, which I teach more of those classes. It's a little bit high speed, low drag, and we're just operating at it like a little bit quicker of a level. And then after that, people go to either fight or corner, and from there they can move into the apprentice program and start to pick up classes, get some personal coaching with me, learn the systems, learn the methods, study the methodology, and ultimately make money working at the gym.
And as we know, there's a lot of people in those positions that just walked in the door to get a good workout, check it out for maybe a free trial, and now they are, you know, they are employed by you, or
every single one of them, almost every single one just started as a person that liked doing Muay Thai. They liked what I was doing, and they're all tuned in. They see the vision. They see we're going places, we're doing stuff, and that there's room for growth. You know, you go to some of these other companies, you get a job somewhere else, you can go so high, you can get to a management position, but then you're capped on money, then you're capped on salary, you're capped on growth, you're capped on your position. So these guys all come in as private contractors. I teach them how to create a system. I teach them how to work the methodology. I teach them how to teach, and the sky's the limit for them. They can do classes, private lessons. They can do stuff on their own. They can use the gym and the floor when there's open times. They do whatever they want. So,
all right, Sean. Last thing, we're going to talk about this book, and because I did see your wife ranting and raving about you online, about how you're available for podcasts and how you know, private sessions and you know, seminars and all this. But before I go to that, we you know, I did mention a couple of names when I was you know, talking about your background and stuff. I mentioned Tom Sotis, guys that brought you up, you know, kind of where you are, you know, where what you're doing with some of these newbies. That's where you were at a point, man. You know, I just want to give some of those guys a chance for you to give them love, because they helped you guide along, and I'm sure they're still helping you guide, and you guys are butting heads and, you know, still helping each other, you know, help the sport grow and, you know, help yourselves grow as well. But, you know, speak about some of those people that helped you along your way and, you know, apprenticed you and got you, you know, the mindset you have to this day.
Yeah, man, 1,000%. I still go down to Sean Graham's every Sunday. A lot of people you guys know, especially if you've seen me on this show before, Sean Graham is my head coach. He's been with me for the last 10 years from my last bouts in MMA all the way through my smoker career, feeling my way out through Muay Thai, boxing, and then ultimately taking me all the way into the professional ranks. The only fight he was out was when I fought in Thailand. And even my first fight during the whole COVID bullshit, he was there via telehealth call. He's in the corner on a friggin' iPad. Didn't matter. I was unconscious on my feet for three rounds, so it didn't matter. But Sean, I still see him every week. We're still super close. Obviously, we stay in touch on social media, send each other memes, and razz each other. I still consider all those guys my teammates. We're actually going to be taking one of my teammates, Kenny Mosso, up to K1 fights in New York coming in January. And Tom Sotis actually is moving. He's moved to Florida. He was just back up here recently, and he has been writing books and mentoring me for a decade. And this cat, in true Tom Sotis fashion, I told him I had all these book ideas, and he really, really coaxed me on. Yeah, that's Tom's first book.
No doubt.
And this guy's on a tear now. I mean, he wrote two more nonfiction books. He's writing a slew of fiction books based on all of his knife work, and he is helping me format and figure out all these different ways that I can put this book into publication. So he is forever been my inspiration. He is a rock solid dude and continues to mentor me and gas me up till this day. So nothing but love for that guy, for sure.
Excellent, my man. Anything you want to ask him before we move on to this book of his own?
Am I wrong, or do you have a food truck?
Tommy's got the munchies.
It's not my food truck. No. My gym is across the street from. I'm in an industrial park, so out of the industrial park, there's other businesses, but there's a giant liquor store, and they have a huge parking lot with a food truck in the parking lot. So the guy's my neighbor. He's a young cat, like only 28 years old. Same thing like Steve said, you know, like this mentoring thing, this coaching thing is far beyond just doing it in Muay Thai for me.
Sure.
I do have a degree in culinary, so I do have a background in there. So I do like just chopping up, shooting the shit. His main employee actually trains at my gym, so there's another connection. And he's just like a go-getter young kid that, you know, I like him. I like his attitude. I like that he's out there grinding. And, he comes to me with questions and problems. And you know, I'm happy to coach him with whatever I know, just as much as I am for Muay Thai fighters.
Tommy, how'd you come up
just
with
just social?
Did you see him doing like back spinning back kicks?
It must have been looking on your social media, and you were in there or something, right?
Sean's dabbling everything. Like you said, he's entrepreneur. Yeah. He's business wise everywhere.
Yeah, he's putting them on.
Well, Sean, let's move on to the book and how I learned about that. Your wife really, throwing you out there on social media, and it's a new chapter. As far as your life, I mean, you're retired. You have a lot to give to the community. But, how'd you come up with this idea and talk about who you're working with? And you said the book is about to be released, or talk about all that, timeline and all that.
Definitely, bro. It's for sure a new chapter in my life. Even thinking about retiring from fighting, when I still talk about it now, it still like makes me fucking get all choked up and feel fucking funny inside, because it was such a big part of who I was for so long. And even more the fact that it's who I became, it was all the work that I did that I wanted to be that so bad. And I just worked for decades to just try to be that guy. And then when I finally got there, it just seemed like such a short ride where you're like, damn, like I'm almost 40, like, you know. And then you see these guys that ride the wave too long and come crashing down, and it's a shit show for them. So I really wanted to kind of go out on top. I wanted to go out with, you know, a good name and a good reputation, and I wanted to stay relevant. I was just running my gym, doing my thing, and I had a business professional who sells some kind of secure tech real estate to giant companies. And this guy landed a sale with GE Aerospace for a number that has so many zeros on it, I can't even fucking say it. So basically, this guy is freaking out because his company sees that he lands the biggest deal company-wide, and now they want to give him a promotion, and now they want him to go give a speech in Las Vegas in front of all these people. And he's talking to me about it, and he says, you know, you could probably really help me with some of this stuff. You know, you get undressed into your underwear and you go out in the middle of the ring and you fight these guys in front of thousands of people, and then you just get on the microphone and you give this farewell speech and give a wave, like you're talking so clearly and this and that, you articulate and people loved it, you're connected with the crowd and blah blah. So it just made me kind of have this epiphany, like, oh shit, maybe I can do this. So I started coaching this guy for his speech that he was going to give in Vegas for his company. And I dove into all of the psychology that I went into when I was getting prepared for fights, all the training that I did mentally when I was coming over my own hurdles of failing at MMA and switching sports and becoming successful in Muay Thai and dealing with imposter syndrome and all kinds of nerves going out to fight, and especially coming off of losses and winning titles and being a groundbreaking fighter in a sport for two different states, for all of New England, this, that, the third thing. Like, this guy kind of just put it in perspective, like something that I kind of take for granted, that I've, you know, developed these kind of nerves of steel to just get out there half naked and slug it out with another guy, and then be able to hop on the mic and speak my piece, stay tuned in, stay cool, calm, collected, get my message across, blah blah blah. So,
and not only that, Sean, after the fight, go home, be a family man with your child and your wife and your business. You know, and that, as you're talking, every aspect of life, you know what I mean? So,
it's huge, man. It's huge. And the more I'm talking about it, the more I'm getting into just exactly what you're saying, is that this is psychology 1000%, and psychology will fit in any slot that you put it in. There's no box for psychology. It could be sports psychology, it could be a relationship, it could be marriage, it could be relationship with your best friends, talking to your dog, talking to yourself. It fits into so many boxes. I think that drawing the parallels between competitively fighting and public speaking was probably one of the smartest things I did since I stopped fighting. And the last week I was on two podcasts outside of the scene, two podcasts nothing to do with fighting whatsoever. And the questions and the way they framed everything up, just another big shift in my perspective. I started really leaning into the book thing. I changed up my Instagram bio. I'm targeting business professionals instead of coaches and fighters. The gym's gonna be there. The gym's doing fine. The gym has lots of talent working inside of it, working directly with me. These guys are grooming people all the way up to the level where then they start working with me and going on to some of the higher competitive levels. But I'm gonna start doing some more speaking engagements. I just landed a gig to meet with Boston Scientific. They're a Fortune 500 company in Boston. They do all kinds of medical devices, but they want to do some leadership stuff with their team. So I'm just looking to start sharing this experience of professional fighting with more people than just gym rats, than just guys that want to get on the mat and learn some Muay Thai. That's such a small group of people, and so many more people need this. So many other people need to get in tune with the mental exercises just as much as they need to come to the gym to punch and kick, just as much as they need to come to the gym and shed some weight or burn some calories or decompress or unstress, whatever it is. Like, they need these mental games too.
Excellent. Well, Sean, a couple more questions. Book, as far as when you expect it to be out, where is it going to be? Or like, how are you going to be? I know, you know, you have Tom Sotis to get some background from, because he, I think he has his second or third book out. But when are we expecting this, and where can we get it, and all that good stuff about it?
I'm in the process of having it formatted, so it's completely written out. It's been drafted. It's on its third or fourth draft right now, and the format's coming together. We're really just running through it with a fine-tooth comb, getting some of the nomenclature together, making sure that the editors and myself are on agreement with what the words mean, what we're trying to say. Some of these more technical terms for Muay Thai, people that are unexperienced in the industry are asking, you know, is this a word? What does this mean? Is this a typo? That kind of stuff. So we're just kind of squaring away little bits like that. But as far as the book, it's done. All of the little details are getting ironed out. It's in production. It's being processed. As far as the printing part of it, as from what I understand right now, is that the capabilities to print a book and get it out are so fast and easy now that they're pretty much doing them to order. What you're doing is pretty much formatting and saving your stuff up, and then you're able to link up with some of these platforms that will sell your book for you. They'll even do the publication, meaning they'll actually print it out if people want to print it, if people want to read ebooks or something to that nature. They can do that just by downloading it. And I would like to do an audio book version of it. I'm still trying to figure out some of that stuff. Where to put it on platforms is kind of where I'm at right now. I mean, obviously the easy ones like Amazon, stuff like that for the Kindle. And, you know, I'm just really working out my options and making sure that I'm getting a good deal on what kind of cut that I get from it, making sure I'm not getting like super screwed, and also making sure that, you know, I'm not getting locked into any funny contracts where, you know, I can only sell it on Amazon, so now I can't do an audiobook or whatever the case is. You know, I'm just trying to find out some of that stuff. I'd say early release around Christmas time.
Nice.
And for sure, like 2025, early 2025, this thing is out.
Well, promise me you'll come down here with Mr. White, sit in with us on a podcast when you get that book out, and when there's future news about him or whatever. But Sean, last question before I let you give your social media, all that good stuff. You know, Cage Titans is coming up. I know you were big with Small Gloves Muay Thai and stuff like that. Are you, you know, what's the deal with the fighting community as far as, are you still watching at this point? Or you got so much shit on the table that you're kind of taking care of the book and the business aspect right now and you know, concentrating more on the gym? Like, what's going on with the fighting aspect right now?
I am still working with some pro fighters. I'm working with a couple of AMI guys. I most recently for Cage Titans worked with Pat Gilbride on his last win. Did some stuff with him. He was with myself and my coach Sean Graham. He fought Lionel Young, and McGill Mother Effin Sevison. He's been on tear lately, but he's been doing some private work with myself too. His clinch game and his elbow game. He's been coming down, and then. For amateur fighters, I've been working with Princeton, new guy, Will. I had a couple of cats do some smokers. Mikey's been actually opening up his own business, so he's been doing just a lot of coaching with me since Thailand. And I've also had Mike Salzar coming down from Regiment, and he and I have been doing a lot of private work together. I actually just cornered him and the Regiment boys, not the last No Boundary, the one before that. And then I also cornered with Dark Side Jiu-Jitsu. Chris Chico was at the last No Boundary where Steve Walker fought and won for the WBC title.
Excellent.
I know Shane over at Dark Side. He's a good dude. I live over by them.
Yeah, Shane's a super solid dude. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. You made it, you mentioned Pat Gilbride. I do have a shirt on. It's one of my favorite shirts.
Yeah, shout out Pat G. What up, baby? Down in Tampa, broke everybody's hearts, but now we got to go down there for the winter party.
Nice. Well, Sean, last thing I'm going to let you leave off is like social media. You going to be at Cage Titans? You going to be at that card coming up?
Saturday.
What is that? The end of November?
Is that this Saturday?
I think so.
No, it's not the holiday Saturday.
No, it's the 20th.
I think it's the 11th. Is it the week? The weekend? Look, we're all wrong.
I thought it was the 9th, which is that.
We all have no idea. It's this month anyway. I know that.
I thought it was Saturday.
Steve. Definitely this month.
It's not on Thanksgiving.
November 9th.
November 9th?
Which is Friday, Saturday.
That's Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Wow, yeah. It's
this
the holiday.
Week?
Yeah, it's this week.
Man, yeah, well, it's
sorry,
on my calendar.
Sorry, Cage Titans.
Not sorry, I knew.
But I got to work all weekend, so I can't go. Sean,
it is a super stacked up card, though.
Yep. Yeah.
It is a super stacked up card. I'm kind of sad I'm going to miss it.
Well, it'll be on Spectation Sports, but
we'll
be
talking about
seeing it. But Sean, last thing, social media, all that good stuff, and I'll let you go. We'll definitely talk again. We'll have you down here with Mike White or Princeton. I mean, that was when you mentioned his name. That was the last time you were here, right before his fight at Cage Titans.
His Small Glove against the Will the Tool, the Drill, Dueling. What's his name? Yeah, from Will the Drill.
Wasn't he from
super active on Instagram. That's definitely the best place to get a hold of me if you really want to get a hold of me. My content's the best there. My activities the greatest there. The messaging is the best there. So find me on Instagram. It's Sean Red Seal Martial Arts. Everything is underscored, all the spaces. It's the longest fucking Instagram handle on the planet. But you just start typing my name, Sean Red Seal, it'll come up for sure. I just reactivated my Facebook. The people were demanding it, so I reactivated it. I'm definitely on it a whole lot less, but the Red Seal business page on on Facebook is active as well. I'll shortly be putting out some more YouTube content, some more longer stuff. probably a lot more of the stuff in the gym, teaching content, and some longer form sit down stuff. I do have a channel running, but there's really nothing on it right now. You can search my fights up, watch all my fights on YouTube though.
Excellent. I have a few on my YouTube also, for Sean in the early days. Some smokers, actually. I think I got a couple of your title fights back in, 2015 or so, at Wish's Gym or somewhere, one of those places. But
exactly, you were in there leading to the
road. Awesome, my man. Well, Sean, always a pleasure, bro. Super excited for everything going on with you, my man.
Thank you, brother.
I appreciate you, coming on tonight, and total respect for you, and proud of you, my man. You come a long way, and you're going a long way. So good for you in the gym and everything on, going on with Sean and Red Seal.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Anything Thank you, want to you say, Sean. Tommy?
Let's go to fucking Thailand. For real.
Tommy's, that's all Tommy's been thinking
I'm a jiu-jitsu guy, but I don't give. You said it's a whole thing over there?
Listen, Thailand 2025, I'm taking names.
Okay.
Book's coming out. I'm taking names. Early release, I'm taking names. Anybody wants to get one-to-one coaching, I'm taking names. Send me a DM.
Fuck yeah.
All right, my man.
Yeah.
Sean, let's get you in here when that book comes out. We'll get you down here with either Princeton or Mike White, and or one of these new up and coming kids that you're you want to get out there. But Sean, again, pleasure, bro.
If anybody that's out there listening to is interested in the book and wants to get early copies, just send me a DM on Instagram. Send me a DM that says book. And Steve Domenico, and I'll know that you heard it on this show. Yep. I'll get your name on the early release list, and I'll send you a one-page blueprint of my mental tricks, what I do for the book.
Here you go.
Well,
Sean, appreciate you always, and we'll talk. If I don't talk to you before Christmas, you have a Merry Christmas with the family and everyone there.
We'll
but
talk before then, Steve.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I hope so, man. I hope I'm getting that book in my Christmas stocking. But all right, Sean, you have a good night. We're just gonna check your.
Thanks,
we're gonna hit your Instagram for a couple of minutes while you're gone, and we're gonna end the show. But you have a good night, man. Say hi to everyone there, and we'll catch up real soon.
Thank
all right.
You. All right.
Later.
Take care, bro.
See you guys.
Fucking awesome, man.
Good shit.
Really? You know?
Smart motherfucker.
Fucking Sean Schubert.
Yep.
My man.
Yeah, he's got the fight and the business IQ.
My man. But I had his wrong. He's got like two handles, Red Seal Muay Thai Gym and his own. So let me see.
Yeah, Sean Red
Seal.
Yeah,
Red Muay Thai. Red Seal Muay Thai Gym.
I think that's
that's more of the gym. So that we're gonna kind of.
Yeah,
oh,
Sean Red Seal is his personal one.
That's my. Oh, that's a new one.
That might not even be his.
No, that's his. That's his gym. Yeah, there he is, right there.
Oh yeah.
There he is. There.
Yep. Well, the good one is Sean Red Seal.
Yeah, we'll go to that in a minute. But let me just show this one, Sean with his peeps.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we'll just fly through this here real quick.
Well, that's Dark Side right there with Shane. Shane is the owner of Dark Side on the
right. Look at that. There you go, man. All right, yeah. We're at the right page. This is all we need right now. This must be working with him. But, there's Sean right there in
massive fight, dreadlocks.
In fight mode right there.
Yep.
There's Mike White right there.
Yep.
That was probably the day that Mike fought. There he is. Yeah, that's the fight card in Thailand when he went to Thailand.
That Mecca that he was talking about, that sounds like a great fucking place.
Oh, they really it's like,
and you get to stay
like,
there.
It's like religion to those people.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, but just staying at that place and then training and then and just having to be there the whole time, that sounds very cool.
Like Sean, you say he's intelligent. He's funny too. Like
yeah.
He's got a sarcastic side.
Oh,
like his memes. He does
fucking character.
Yeah, he's very good at all that.
Dude, imagine if we went to that fucking Thailand trip.
We wouldn't have made it back, Tommy. Sure. I'd be in fucking a Thailand prison.
Yeah, He's talking about the seedy underbelly. I was thinking like, yeah, let's go to that. That's where I want to go.
We would never be trained.
Yeah. Well, he's like the people who want to stay up party all night, and then the people who want to start training. I'm like, let's do both. You know?
Oh, there's people that do it all.
I want to do both.
You know what I mean?
I would stay up all night partying and then fucking train.
There's people training the twice a day. They're going to the in-betweens, like you said, and they're going out to party.
And then they go party.
Night.
And it's cheap money, too.
It is.
A couple bucks for all night.
It's a cheap trip.
Like being out on the town for drinks and foods and shit like that.
It's not expensive at all.
You give them like four pennies and shit. And they give you
fish eyes for street food and shit. You don't know what's in there, but it still tastes good, right?
He said his buddy got sick probably from that.
Did he? I want so much shit. Mike White got sick. Yeah, he probably ate fucking fish heads or something.
Ate humans.
I watch all that shit, that street food stuff. I can't get away from the butcher reels right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm watching the butcher reels where they get the cuts of meats
That's
and
cool.
how they cut them.
Yeah,
I'm
the
like,
good shit.
Salvadine. I'm like, what's going on here? But
that's funny.
All right, Sean. Sean. Tommy, great show,
brother.
Man.
That's awesome.
Yeah, our first show back in like 3 weeks. Kate's Titans this is weekend. I had no idea. It was the following weekend. Yeah.
The following weekend is the John Jones Stipe Miocic fight.
When is CES is next weekend? Not this weekend.
They do them together. I thought I heard that was together.
Excuse me. What's together?
Like the same day, you know what I'm saying? Like CES.
They
like to do that. I didn't check CES.
Both this week.
But I think I heard like a week ago that it was.
And then
that.
We have Randy Costa is fighting at Game Brand.
That's sick.
That's pretty soon. That's, I think, if it might be this weekend, if not this weekend, the following weekend.
I don't know the damn thing.
And Slippery Pete's fighting also on that card.
Mm hmm.
Which
is crazy because. He just won the fucking Cage Titans belt.
Just a month or two ago. Like 3 months ago.
It was like the last Cage Titans
Wasn't
event.
The last
I think
Cage
so.
Titans one before that.
Might have been one before that because I was there for that. You know.
He's probably. He's probably making $20,000 for this fight. You know what I mean?
Bare knuckle MMA is fucking wild. He's definitely getting that, but he's gonna get his face fucking.
The stream food got a Michael White. Ha ha ha! The street food got him. Sean Schubert said the street food.
Totally, that's what we were just saying. He's agreeing with us.
The eyeballs fucking got him.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I can handle that street food.
If I get pooping fucking blood for like 3 days, you don't know what's getting.
Yeah, the FDA doesn't go over there.
Fuck, man, you're getting bad. That's where fucking COVID fucking at. Nah, I'm just kidding. I don't want to be on trips.
that's over in China.
But I watched that shit. Close. Like you don't know what's in there. I watched the guys make the soda pop. I don't know if it's there, but
I see all that crazy shit too. Yeah.
Fucking, you're going through all this to make fucking soda. Just
and they're not wearing their gloves or nothing. They're just dunking it.
It's all wet. They're like sprinkling things in it.
They're using their hat to scoop it in and shit.
Yes! Shoe chasing it in.
It's fucking gross. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Let's go there.
All right. With that said, all right. A lot, you know, there's been so many times with this podcast I thought about stop doing it. Do I do it? Do I stop doing it?
Mm-hmm. We have a good time when we're in here. You remember that. That's why.
There's going to be some changes coming up in the new year. There could be a new location for this place.
We're still going to be doing it, though.
Yeah,
you know?
I've been here since 2017 in this room.
Yep.
The location of the podcast room might be moving to a more economical and more comfortable spot, closer.
Less sketchy neighborhood.
Less sketchy neighborhood, yes. There'll be a bathroom and kitchen there. Fucking toilet, everything you need there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But with that said, you know, Tommy and I are going to try to be consistent every other week, every week. Who knows what's going
on?
We
love it when we're able to do it every week, but sometimes it just doesn't work out that way.
Life. We're old. Yep. I'm old.
You're older than me, and I'm old.
And I'm enjoying life now.
We are both young at heart. We feel good.
But yes, we will.
We're not going anywhere, people. Yep, we're doing it.
I'm playing in the band. I'm doing all that other shit. But, we might have a new location in the beginning of the year. You will not know it because everything will be set up the same way.
Maybe a few different things just for the new location.
Yes, exactly. We'll figure it out how to – we'll sprinkle a little freaking info here and there. But we'll take some time off in December, but we'll try to stay consistent up until the middle of December or so. Fights are done after, this month. December we'll take a little break, and then January we might be in a new location.
We will rip back in with a new year.
Hey, we will. And we'll get back to the fighting and concentrate on promoting and helping these promotions and these
maybe
kids.
We won't
because
be
able- I see a lot of it lacking out there right now. I don't see it You know what I mean?
For sure.
Granted, I'm not watching it. Like, I used to social media and everything that's going on.
I'm looking at the shows.
I think it's lacking.
It's kind of boring.
The Room Podcast, the fire, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and there's a lot of shows out there that are not doing well, and they're boring, and, you know, they're not me and you.
There you go. With that said, thank you, Tommy.
Sure. Great time, as always.
We should be back next week. I would imagine we'll be back next week because I want to talk about Cage Titans and CES.
Yep.
And with that said, thank you so much, Sean Schubert, for coming on. Red Seal Martial Arts Co. And friends. He's got that book coming up hopefully in December. And great, great guest. Man, you don't have to say much.
Fuck
you don't have to ask him much. You just one little question and boom.
Crushing it.
Goes off. With that said, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next week to talk about Cage Titans results and what could be possibly next for some of these local fighters. See ya, people.
Peace.
We out.